You're listening to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hello guys, this is me Arnob, and you're listening to the podcast. This is the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. So I'm talking about WWE Payback, the return of the WWE Payback. This pay-per-view was so awesome. An event was held at PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So I'm talking about this matches. About there are only 6 matches was held. That the first match was Becky Lynch versus Trish Stardust. It was a steel cage match, and even Trish Stardust was trying to defeat Becky Lynch, but Becky Lynch was so strong that she wants to defeat Trish Stardust because Trish Stardust was a winner in last match. That's why she wants to defeat again. Anyway, Trish Stratus' partner was also trying to save, but the problem is that the partner failed. Trish Stratus failed. Becky Lynch hit it is a signature move, and after that, Becky Lynch defeated Trish Stratus, and after that his partner moved against Trish Stratus and hit his signature move, and after that she left the ring. You were talking about that. So this match was really interesting. It's a 20-minute matches. I think it's a big matches for now. I think about that. I think it's a more than 20. It's like 26 minutes 5 seconds. Yeah. The next match, it was that LA Knight versus The Miz. And I saw that. I think LA Knight should fight with The Miz. And when LA Knight was proving that The Miz was so dumb, it was proved by WWE fans, and even WWE fans don't like The Miz at all. Yes, why? Because Miz's attitude was so flop that fans will try to love this. But even as a person, he is a very good person. But I'd like to say that in entertaining was the biggest flop ever. Even really didn't understand why WWE wasn't trying to make The Miz as a main event player. So I don't know, it depends upon that. It depends on the company. That it was a singles match, and the interesting thing is John Cena is a special guest referee. So even the thing is, LA Knight has a sprain and he has a vibe about the Attitude Era. So I would like to say that LA Knight was a true champion. Anyway, he tried very well, but the problem is that LA Knight was too strong and easy to defeat The Miz at all. And the next match, it was the Rey Mysterio versus Austin Theory with pinfall. Last thing, it was that Austin Theory lost to Rey Mysterio for the WWE United States Championship. But the major difference is that this guy lost this match. And even after that, they're trying to defeat this match, but still failed to do that. Austin Theory wants to retain his title, US title back. That's why he faced Rey Mysterio, the Mexican luchador wrestler in the sports entertainment in all over the world. But Rey Mysterio has using some subliminal shots like like they're promoting Eddie Guerrero. Yes, absolutely. They're promoting, it's a very good thing. No problem. Okay. Even Rey Mysterio, and even Austin Theory was a defeat, but he failed with it. Okay, the next thing it was that the Judgment Day defeated Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn we defeated easily, but the problem is that Kevin Owens trying to win his title, but they lost that title in WWE Payback. And after that, they and even Rhea Ripley is the reason, I believe. They cheated so many boys. It's like that. I'm explaining that. She cheated so many wives. And even husband like that. Some of that. I'm just joking. It's a brand related stuff like that. Finn Balor and Damian Priest was trying to protect. I mean, they tried very well, despite the Judgment Day final defeated. Not defeated, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Okay, it's okay. And the next time it was that the new company member. It was like that, it was absolutely interesting. Rhea Ripley was as Raquel Rodriguez. Even I believe that Rhea Ripley should win the title because Raquel Rodriguez is not allowed to give this title defense. And even the fight, but the loss. After this, everything is gone. That's why they got the biggest everything is gone. So this match, it was that the Judgment Day finally defeated Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. It was a Steel City Street Fights for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. So that's the main thing it was that. It will be turned into and it will turn into a money prize, and I think I got enough funds to say to put out his family, to produce son, daughter, everything. So I believe living alone is very good. And even after that, I saw that marriage. I did not go for sitting together because sometimes. So sorry, I'm explaining something. Sorry. Absolutely. Actually, I was a little sleepy at night. I don't know what I'm talking about. And even in India, there are some wrestling fans who are watching these shows. Like, and even they are a big fan of Roman Reigns, Dominic Mysterio, Rey Mysterio, and even many more. And even why? And even why Rhea Ripley defeated Raquel Rodriguez for the Women's World Champion? Because Raquel Rodriguez was so strong, but after that they got cheated from another else. Rhea Ripley came and hit her signature move and pinned out of her. So I was sleepy about I put the word named Sachin Tendulkar. And even if you don't know who is Sachin Tendulkar, he's an Indian cricket player. So sometimes he know about wrestling, but he don't know what is wrestling. And even I'm talking about the last match, Seth freaking Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Why I'm talking about? And this match is very interesting. Shinsuke Nakamura was trying to hit Anil Kapoor. Sorry. Shinsuke Nakamura hit Seth freaking Rollins. and I'm talking again and recover. Sorry to say that. So sleepy at all. Shinsuke Nakamura trying to defeat Seth Rollins very hard, but unfortunately Seth Rollins wins that match. And even do you know about that John Abraham, a celebrity, is promoting WWE? I think it's a very good thing to promote WWE in all over the India. It's okay, no problem. Seth Rollins finally defeated Shinsuke Nakamura in singles match for the World Heavyweight title. So I would like to say that this is the new podcast. We will see you in the next podcast. So I will explain that Seth freaking Rollins. He played a really wonderful match. But I think he should acknowledge that. So, and even Nakamura should acknowledge again, but they failed to do that. So that's why I believe that Seth freaking Rollins was a great champion ever. So that's the Tourist Podcast. Bye. See you on the next podcast. Bye.